You're listening to Brain Enema. Does it hurt? We don't care.
Yeah, hello. Hi, everybody. Hello, dudes. How are you feeling? This is the first episode. Actually, it's a zero episode of Brain Enema. Yay! Brain Enema, a program in this radio, which is unpronounceable in English, I guess. How do you say enclava in English? Enclava! Enclava! English program in radio, enclava! Okay, the name is Brain Enema, so it requires some explanation. Why Brain Enema? Well, here's the reason, because your brain is dirty. It's got lots of brown, smelly stuff inside, and it requires some cleaning. So how do you clean a brain? I don't know. How do you clean anything? I guess you need to buy stuff that... No, I don't know how to clean things. Okay, the brain and mind. The idea is to talk about stuff that is stupid or ridiculous or absurd and try to make it right somehow. I mean, not the stuff, make your brain right. I mean, make your thoughts clean. So, I don't know, I just made it up. The reality is I just like the name. I mean, it was funny, it was weird, so I like stuff like that. Okay, today nobody knew I was going to talk to you, and especially in English, so there's nobody on chat except for one guy, whose name is Senk. Hi, Senk. And he talks to me. I'm really happy. I thought I'd be just alone practicing. Senk says, everything seems to be okay. Martin is told something in language. In language, yes. Senk says, thanks, we are fine. My brain is innocent, in fact. Is your brain innocent? Wow, my goodness, you haven't lived much, have you? Right, okay, so what's the point of this program? The point of this program is to... Today, there is no point, but normally, if there be more episodes, it's to practice English, I guess. So I'm here to practice my English. If you want to practice your English, you need to call. You need to make a call. Use your Skype, dude. Use your Skype and call... now, how am I going to say how to call it? Enclava.net. Enclava.net. Doesn't make even sense to say enclava. Enclava. For heaven's sake, what does it mean enclava in English? Enclava.net. Or pick your phone. Just wherever you are in the world, you can call me by a regular phone. Unfortunately, I have to call dial up Polish number, which is +48 222 195 159. Yeah, and you can call me and we can talk some. But today's episode is going to be short, as I just want to talk about pigeons. Pigeons. Senk says, unfortunately, I don't have Skype. Well, use your phone, dude. If you call from Poland, why Poland, by the way? Well, because I live in Poland right now. I don't think it's going to last. But now, right now, I'm still in Poland. It's a really interesting place. If you've been here for more than a week, you probably know why. And if you haven't, you still think it's a really nice place with smiling, open, hospitable people. Hospitable. I don't know. Well, which is not true. Well, okay, some people are okay, I guess, but most are... Okay, that's for another topic. Right now, let's talk about pigeons, okay? But before that, let me remind you what you're listening
to. You're listening to Brain Enema. Does it hurt? We don't care!
Right, okay. Pigeons. Today's topic is pigeons. Do you know what pigeons are? Pigeons are... birds that are very common in Poland, especially. I don't know if any other countries do they have pigeons on market squares. or somewhere. I've seen pigeons, okay, I've seen pigeons everywhere in Poland, and I have seen pigeons in London and Bristol, so I guess they are in all Britain, and where else? In Germany, yes, there are pigeons in Germany, and I haven't seen pigeons in Israel. They have no pigeons there. They ate them or something. I don't know. Now, pigeons are really interesting birds because they are in cities. Why? Okay, there are lots of animals in the world. There's lots of birds. Why the hell pigeons? I never could understand that. Why everywhere in Europe there are pigeons in the market squares everywhere in town? Why pigeons? Why not parrots? Parrot. What's wrong with a parrot? Parrot. Am I pronouncing that right? You know, this little bird that has colors and sings and pretends it can talk. You know, parrot, like a pirate bird. Why not parrots? Why pigeons? What's so special about pigeon? It doesn't have any colors. It's not really that beautiful or anything like that. And the worst thing about pigeon is they shit everywhere. The only thing a pigeon does good is crap. Sang said that on chat. They only do craps, exactly. Only they just crap. Crap and crap. They do nothing else. They don't sing. They don't... what else bird can do? I don't know. You cannot pet a pigeon. You cannot talk to a pigeon. You cannot... It doesn't sing to your ear nicely. It doesn't sing you to sleep. It just shits on everything. And for some reason, cities are full of pigeons. So I could never understand it. I was born in Kraków, and when I was a kid, it was just normal to be raised with pigeons. They were everywhere. And actually, we were in, when I was really a kid, we were really close to eating them because there was a really crisis, an economical crisis, you know, when the communism system collapsed, kind of. We didn't have much food, really. Well, there was some food, but it was a little bit harder to get some food. I remember when I was a kid, we didn't have butter at all. There was no butter. Someday, when I was little, I remember my parents got some butter from a church, and this butter was brought from England or America or something else, American butter, and it was salty. It was salty butter. So anyways, there were some months or years that were, it was hard to get food. Like, there was some food, but not much. So people really started to think seriously about shooting some pigeons. Only they had nothing to shoot them with, because nobody had any gun or anything like that. So maybe that was the reason why people didn't eat pigeons. Sang says on the chats, maybe the sparrows could be better. No, I think for food, pigeon is pretty good. I don't know if it's you can eat a pigeon. Can you eat a pigeon? Really? Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Well, if I had to choose, I would rather eat pigeon than a sparrow. Sparrow is small, and it's really hard to catch, I guess. I could catch a pigeon if I really had to. I think I could. So, yeah, there were some shortages of food. Yeah. I mean, that wasn't so bad. I just say it like that to make it more interesting. But, well, actually, no. Okay, nobody ate any pigeon. The thing is, why I don't want to talk about pigeon is, should we get rid of them or not? I've seen on YouTube there was some, I don't know, newspaper or TV, local Polish TV, I think it was. And there was a program that TV made about pigeons in towns, and they asked people, what do you think about them? Do you like them or not? So some people said, yeah, we like them. And some people said, no, let's get rid of them. What do you think? You can call, or you can't call, because you're probably listening to this when the program is over. So But if you are listening, why don't you call or at least say something on the chat? You can find chat on the website. And the name of the website is enklawa.net or something like that. Ah, okay. This program had the title, You must not feed pigeons. Do not feed pigeons. Don't feed them. Why? So they don't multiply and they die somewhere in the corner. Well, I don't think that's that simple. I don't think pigeons are so easy to get rid of. I think they are this is like impossible. They're like cockroaches. Just can't do anything about them. Well, but we can try. But the thing is, should we be free of pigeons or should we make pigeons free? Do we want those pigeons to run free? I mean, okay, let's say you are a liberty-loving person. You like freedom. Freedom for everybody, including animals. So what's the right option here? What's the right choice? Would you rather have pigeons fly wherever they want and shit on everything they want? Or you would say, nope, my freedom of having my head clear is more important. So please let's kill all of those birds and we don't want any pigeons. What should a liberty-loving person do? Kill all the pigeons or suffer them? Or enjoy them, yeah. Do you enjoy having pigeons in towns? This is one of those unsolvable problems, I think. Because, you know, if everybody agreed to one thing, that would be simple. But it would be always like this. Some people like to have pigeons around and some people hate them. So what's the right solution? I don't know. I'm asking you. I have no idea. Well, in me personally, I don't care. I mean, if they want to shit, let them shit. But I would like them to shit in some places where I'm not around when I walk. Not, you know. So there'll be some areas for pigeons and some areas where pigeons are not allowed, like my home, for example. So. I don't know. Sank said at that, what do you say? He typed on chat. He said, but tell us, Martin, why the Holy Spirit has a symbol as a pigeon? You mean, oh, well, that's not a pigeon. That's the point. See, now in Polish, the Holy Spirit is a pigeon. I mean, a pigeon symbolizes Holy Spirit. But in English, it's not a pigeon. It's a dove. Now, what's the difference between a pigeon and a dove, you ask? Well, I guess a dove, there are two differences. First one, a dove is white and a pigeon is gray, or I don't know, there's some color. I'm almost colorblind, I don't know. But the dove is white and the pigeon is not. And the second reason is, apparently, a dove doesn't shit and a pigeon does. So, that's why Holy Spirit is represented by a dove, a shitless white animal, where a pigeon is a crappy, dirty, awful, stinking, shitting on everything piece of crap. So that is the difference. See? Now English people are very smart. They have two words for the same bird, only one word assumes that the animal doesn't crap everywhere and the other word assumes it does. So that's the thing. So now you know. Okay. So you can say a little thank you by leaving $5 on the website or something. Why don't you? Okay, so there's one person listening to me, which is great because makes it easier to talk for me. Right. Well, I'm practicing my English. How about you? You don't, because you don't call. And I'm okay with that. And since nobody knew I was going to talk here today, that's all right. Actually, I've been banned on Facebook for a month, so now I cannot tell anybody that I cannot announce anything. I cannot say that I'll be here and or I won't be here. I cannot chat. I cannot write. I cannot like. I cannot unlike. I can do nothing because I've been banned on Facebook for a month because I've written something that had a word fag in it. And what I wrote was not about gays at all, but it had a word in it, so I was banned. And the thing I wrote was written 2 years ago, and they just woke up and said, what happened? Say, oh, somebody wrote fag or something in Polish. So let's ban him for a month because he said something 2 years ago. So it'll be punishment for him. The next time he writes something, he will know that he would be banned 2 years from now. Yeah, so now. Okay, that's the reason why nobody's listening to this thing. Because I couldn't tell anybody. See, that's the problem. I got too dependent on Facebook, which was a terrible mistake. But the mistake is not mine. Actually, it's a mistake of everybody else, because people, for some unbelievable reason, they actually want to be using Facebook and want to be dependent on Facebook. So if you get banned one day for writing a word or two words or writing in words in wrong order or who knows why, you will realize that you are absolutely cut off from all your friends and all your job opportunities and from everything. You cannot do anything. You're paralyzed suddenly. So, see, that's the problem with Facebook. So now I can take my time and just talk around a bit, practice my English, as I said, knowing that there will be just one person listening to me right now. Right. By the way, the thing is, I am sick at the moment. So I just took opportunity to talk to you for about 10 minutes, and I'm talking for about 20, so it's too much already. But as I said, this is just a pilot. I just want to know if I'm really able at all to talk for, well, 10 minutes or 15 minutes in English and keep it a bit interesting, or at least not totally boring, okay? Oh my goodness! Oh my word, there's another person! Who's listening to me? Oh! His name is Orzech. Hey, you know what? I am a person who speaks several languages. That's what I want to say. Which gives me opportunity to be an international show host or podcaster. It means that anybody, practically anybody, except from China or India, can talk to me or write something on chat, and I'll probably understand what he said. Or if not, I'll be able to read it. Oh, unless he's French. Then in that case, I won't be able to read anything or understand anything. And I don't want to anyways, because nobody likes French. I wonder why. Must be some reason. So, Orzech is with us. Orzech. Sprechen Sie Deutsch? Sie? Ja, ich spreche Deutsch. As a matter of fact, I've been learning Deutsch and practicing Deutsch last summer quite a bit. So I've had quite a few conversations in Deutsch. Yeah, Deutsch is fine. Deutsch is... Das ist nicht teuer. Okay, but I'm not going to speak in German in this program, I hope. Hopefully. Unless you want to call me and we can try. I don't think I'd be really good at it. I forgot a lot. And I've been learning German for about maybe three weeks or four. Okay, probably 4 weeks now. About a month. So it's, I don't think, not good enough for running a podcast, okay? How about Russian? Okay, Russian maybe... No, I can actually understand a lot. The talking is a different thing. Well, I can talk in Russian, but I mean, other languages. Right. It doesn't even matter because nobody's listening to this thing. Right. I just wanted to talk about pigeons. That's it. I just wanted to say this one thing and go away. And it was supposed to take, as I said, 10 minutes. Now it's 20. I'm going. All right. Unless you want to call me and talk. This is program Brain Anima is just for practicing English right now. But when I get used to it and when I'm not sick anymore, I'm going to pick some topics and I'm going to explain to you exactly why the Brain Anima, what this program is about. What does Anima represent? What does brain represent? Brain represents brain. Anima represents something else. Okay? Right. So, if you like it, which is absolutely impossible, please leave a comment. If you don't like it, don't leave a comment. It wasn't that obvious. Right. And the next time... Oh, by the way, yes, the next time. I don't know if there will be any next time, but if there is a next time, I want you to tell me what kind of topics you would like to have here. Because, yeah, the first reason is I want to practice my English and give you opportunity to practice yours. Because why not? You need to learn. I mean, without English, you're an idiot, more or less. No, you're not. But it's a really useful language. I mean, really, really useful. Unbelievably useful. I would say it's indispensable. This is necessary to learn English if you want to do anything mildly interesting in your life. Seriously. I'm sorry, but that's the way the world works. World works. Okay? Right. Now, let me go to chat and read what people have written. Russian is similar to Polish, but Ukrainian is more similar to Polish than Russian. Yes, yes. Thank you for stating the obvious for Polish people. Cleaning the brain. Orzek said nine. Heising. Nine. Nine what? Nine was? Yeah. Was willst du? Was willst du zu sagen? Okay, I'm going. See you next time. No, this has been ridiculous. I had really nothing to say for this program. This is a test. Don't listen to it. Why do you even listen to it? You were not supposed to be here tonight. Okay? This was supposed to be a test. I'm absolutely serious now. I just really wanted to test if I'm able to talk for 25 minutes without a break, having no topic at all. And I am, now I know. So I think this is possible. It's absolutely possible to run a program in English, which I didn't believe. And now I do. I'm a believer. You made me a believer by... No, I made myself a believer. Okay, you didn't. You did do nothing. You didn't listen to me. You didn't call. You're useless. You're absolutely useless. You know what? You are useless. I don't care much that you're useless. Because I can do well without you. I can talk to thin air. And the air will answer me. Right. Sank said, please do continue. What, like now? Come on, dude. I have absolutely nothing to say. I'm serious. I just wanted to say about pigeons. That they shit everywhere. And that's all I had to say. And I've been talking about it for 24 minutes with having just one sentence to say. Pigeons, shit. Do you want them or not? That's all. And actually, I was counting on people starting conversation or something or some reactions or somebody calling. But since nobody talks about pigeons and nobody calls, I should be going, really. Which I'm going to do now. Yeah, but the next time, it's your opportunity. So, come on, think some nice topics I can talk about. And be ready to talk. Talking is not so difficult. You need to be brave. Stop worrying so much. If you make mistakes, who cares? I mean, nobody's paying you, right? So, come on and talk. I'm not paying. Nobody's paying me either. Actually, you can be paying me. If you want to be paying me, oh, how about this? Okay, if somebody gives me a $10 or in any currency. It can be in Polish zloty or Canadian dollar, whatever. But just about $10, okay? If you give me that to the on the side of the radio, yeah, if you send me $10, you can pick a topic and I will talk about this topic as long as I can next time, all right? And if you don't, you can also pick a topic, but I don't guarantee I will talk about it, right? And I hopefully will not be sick next week, but I am a little bit now. You can probably hear it in my voice. If I am, well, there'll be no program. If I'm okay, there will be a program. That's the deal. So now I'm gone. Oh, yeah. Okay. There's a question to me from Sank on chat. We hate pigeons. Yes. Thank you for the answer. Both of my listeners hate pigeons. Yes. There's some applause to you, right? Thank you. Sank asks me, do you like cats or dogs? And my answer is, I like cats. Dogs are fools. Dogs are stupid. Dogs are morons. I don't like dogs. Dogs stink and cats don't. Cats are greedy, nice and clear. And cats are stupid too, but they are stupid in a cute way. And you can have... okay, there's one difference. There's one seriously huge difference that matters between cats and dogs. Cat has a life on its own. Or on its own. You can just leave the cat alone and cat can leave you alone. If you don't want a cat, just kick him out of the door and he can play with himself or with a wall, with a stick, with whatever he finds, and he's fine. But the dog, oh my word, you can't have a dog. I mean, a dog is a leech, only it's a leech with four paws. It's going to suck you dry. I mean, it's going to get all of your time, get all of your money and energy and stuff. Yeah, okay, it's lovable and all, and it's cute and whatnot. But, I mean, it doesn't leave you alone. You need to spend time with your cat. I mean, dog. Yeah, dog. Don't need to spend time with your cat. Thing is, with a cat, you can have fun with. You can pet him. You can play with a cat. You can watch the cat. You can. But you don't have to. And when you have a dog, you have to. You have to do everything. You have to walk him because he cannot shit on his own. He needs his lord and master to show him how to crap. And by some reason he doesn't want to play with himself. It just makes you throw him a stick and stuff. And try to throw a stick to a cat and see what happens. So I definitely prefer a cat because I really like freedom. I respect freedom of the cat, liberty of this animal. And the animal respects his own liberty too. I mean, the cat doesn't care about me and I like it this way. I mean, a cat cares about me when he wants to care about me. A cat is a bloody egoist. Egoist, how do you say that? Egoist. He's centered on himself. He thinks about the cat. Cat has only one lord, the cat. Nobody else. And it's fine. I mean, when you're busy and you have something to do in your life, you don't want to, sacrifice your life for an animal, then you get a cat. And if you have absolutely nothing in your life is empty and you need love and really need a slave, I guess, buy a dog by all means. And yeah, waste your life, why not, on a dog, right? Hamsters, how about hamsters? Hamsters are cute, aren't they? Yeah, hamsters are fun. They're just boring a bit after a while. Yeah, they're like, hamsters are too little. They don't qualify for a pet. They're like, I don't know, something nice you have to have in your play in your house. They're like a TV or like a painting on the wall, only they are more 3D, yeah, than a painting. So that's the thing. All right, okay, see you guys. I'm going. This have been half an hour. The experiment is over. Now I know all what I wanted to know. I am able to run a podcast in English And I'd really like to have a podcast when I can really talk to someone. That would be great. That'd be more interesting than just me talking for half an hour by myself to the Microsoft. To Microsoft, yes. To the Microsoft. I'm talking to Microsoft. Actually, I am. Skype is Microsoft's software, isn't it? Thing, yeah? Yeah, it is Microsoft's. I keep forgetting those things. Yeah, I'm talking to Microsoft all by myself. And next time, I hope there'll be some more people here. Which is probably if they won't, because I cannot announce that I have a program, because the only way I can do it is on Facebook, and I've been banned on Facebook for actually nobody knows why, because they never tell you, they just ban you, and then you need to take a guess. Facebook is like a girlfriend, like ex-girlfriend, I guess. Yeah, Facebook is like your girlfriend, or you ask, what's wrong, honey? And Facebook says, guess. Take a guess. Why do you think I'm so pissed off? And I say, I don't know, tell me. I say, I'm not going to tell you, you should know. So that's Facebook for you. Facebook is like a woman. Right. So see ya. See you next time. It was a privilege to talk to you. It was a pure pleasure. In Radio Enklawa, podcast in English about freedom and pigeons and shit. Brain Enema, only here. The only opportunity to practice your English without leaving the country, whichever country you are in. All right. See you next time, hopefully. Bye.
You're listening to Brain Enema. Brain Enema. Does it hurt? We don't care.